Praise the Lord. We have a special request. We're going to sing that song, Brother Paul, you were just playing. Page 161, Standing on the Promises. I'm sure what we're going to hear from our brother Tim and from each other is going to encourage us to stand in the things that God has done for you this weekend. And all of us, whether you were in the village, whether you're here in Lodge Rock, God has worked in our hearts. He always does when we're at camp. We want to stand in those things. I don't know about you. Can you sing this song sitting down? No, have to stand up, right? Standing on the Promises. Let's sing it all together. Believe God's going to work in us this morning.
Standing on the promises of Christ, my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing.
Ladies and girls, sing the second verse.
Standing on the promises I cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God.
All together.
Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God. My Savior, standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God.
Gentlemen on the third.
Standing on the promises I now can see, perfect present cleansing in the blood for me. Standing in the liberty where Christ makes free. Standing on the promises of God.
All together.
Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God.
Retreat, which is most of us, youth retreat. Fourth verse.
Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to Him eternally by love's strong cord, overcoming daily with the Spirit's shorn, standing on the promises of God.
Do it all together.
Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God.
You may be seated as we sing the fifth.
Standing on the promises I cannot fall, listening every moment to the Spirit's call, resting in my Savior as my all in all, standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Worship you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Brother Tim and Brother Isaac are going to lead this service this morning. But I just wanted to share one thought with you as I was thinking about us. Well, I'm going home too today, so a lot of us are leaving. But as I was thinking about this theme of holiness, which of course can never be too far from your mind when you're here at Pilgrim Camp, and should never be too far from our mind anywhere we are. Our Bible study at home, we just got finished spending nearly 2 years studying the book of Revelation. And you know, as we come to the end of the book, the end of the Bible, we see these words. And he said to me, this is John writing, "Do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near." Now listen to this carefully. "Let the evildoer still do evil, and the filthy still be filthy, and the righteous still do right, and the holy still be holy." God has done a work in you this weekend. Perhaps whether you realize it or not. Whether you realize it or not, God has done a work in you. And I simply want to encourage you with these words. God has done a work in you. A work of holiness. Let him who is holy, let her who is holy, keep being holy. Continue to be holy. Not just by your own strength or your own, you know, your own chutzpah, right? But by his holiness, his righteousness. Live for him moment by moment. Let him keep you. He wants to keep you. Let him keep you from falling. Unto him who is able to keep you from falling. Let him, let her who is holy, be holy still. When you walk with him, when you keep your eyes on Jesus. And if you fall, if you make a mistake, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness and restore that holiness and that rightness to us. And so don't just treat this like it's a one-time shot. That's it. You know, I got my shot. I'm good now. God's done a work in you. Now it's up to you to keep it. And he will keep you as you keep your eyes on him. God bless you all. I hope you have a great year. Until we meet again, perhaps this time next year. If you're here, if I'm here, if the Lord tarries, maybe we'll have this in heaven. Who knows? Who knows? But walk, as our good old friend Dr. Cook used to say. Anybody ever hear Dr. Cook? You know what's coming, don't you? Walk with the King today. Today. Walk with the King today and be a blessing and be holy as he is holy.
We're going to sing number 3 in our white books. We'll sing number 3 next. And just want to let you all know that this is going to be an opportunity for you if you'd like to give a testimony. It doesn't have to be long. As a matter of fact, please don't make it long. we need to keep the meeting this morning relatively short. But if the Lord has done something in your heart and you feel impressed to give praise to God this morning, I want to encourage you and give opportunity for you to do that. Brother Isaac and I, and perhaps a few others, will say something as well. But please, if the Lord has worked in your heart, let's give him the honor and the glory. Number 3 in our white books.
us all together a little bit. We have the echo chambers going on just a little. Third verse.
Dwelling in his holy presence, blessed companionship divine. Finding in this blessed dwelling that the glory is sublime. There no clouds can overshadow.
First part of holiness, as Brother Stephen mentioned, is obedience. And holiness is not primarily about what we are not to do. It is almost certainly more about what God wants us to do. And as we chase after God, as Brother Stephen said, as we chase after Jesus, then all of the questions about how I can fight to throw off this thing suddenly become less consequential, because we're chasing so hard after Jesus that those things just grow strangely dim, right? And the first part of obedience is right now. Your first opportunity for obedience is right now. If God is telling you that you ought to stand up and give a testimony, I just want to give another couple seconds to give you an opportunity to say yes to God and be obedient to God. And I'll just give you a hint. If your heart is beating out of your chest, that means it's probably you that God is asking to stand up and say something for him. Thank you, Jesus.